Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A couple weeks ago, when I was at man's Bible study that I attend, I do not lead, I just attend at Emmanuel Lutheran in Washington, I was talking about today coming up, where I was going to have to go from one church to another. So they thought maybe I could keep my sermon shorter. So one of the guys in the group, not a pastor, but one of the guys in the group said he had the sermon for me. Here it goes. Sin, bad, God, good. Amen. Well, that's true, isn't it? Yeah. It actually is a joke that's been going on in that class for a while, but, you know, it works pretty good. So Peter goes up to Jesus and says, how many times should I forgive someone? Up to seven times? And Jesus says, and in the ESV that I read, and also in the NIV, says 77 times. The King James says 70 times 7. So we're up to 490. And could it actually be, who knows, 70 times 70? What it doesn't really matter how many times that we sin, because I guarantee if we only had seven times to sin. Now, what I've been doing, I look back on my life, and so far, I see that I've only committed six really big sins. So I'm good. I still have one more big sin to commit. Who believes that? No, I don't. Because there's no such thing as a little sin or a big sin. Telling a lie, gossiping, any of that is just as bad in God's eyes as killing someone. Now, how many of you here have ever killed anyone? Have you ever told someone they were stupid? Have you ever hit someone? Have you ever laughed at someone? Well, if you look at the explanation for the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill, it says if you do anything of any of those, you have killed someone. So when we say we've kept all the commandments, not even thou shalt not kill. So now I'm going to ask, how many of you have ever killed anyone? Yeah, tough to admit to, but we all have in what we say and what we do. Now, picture Jesus with this big, huge chalkboard, or maybe this longest abacus you've ever seen, and on it, he has all of our names written on it, and when we sin, he puts a chalk mark by it, and then he gets two 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight. Doomed. We're doomed if that was the case. Even if it was 70 times 70, which is 4,900, I believe. Do we have any math wizards in here? 4,900 times. We've passed that up also. Not very comforting, but it's true. But what Jesus is saying when he says 77 or 70 times 7, however you want to translate that, is it's unlimited times. Every time someone sins and they ask for forgiveness, forgiveness is offered. Okay, now, it also tells us that we should try to go and sin no more, but we can't do that on our own, so we ask for help from the Holy Spirit from that. And we're all still, as long as we're alive on this earth, we're saints and sinners at the same time. We still will sin. Elrod and Carol are no longer sinning. All of us still sin. But Jesus says unlimited. Now, in the story, the parable that he told, 10,000 talents, was that what it was, 10,000 talents? I don't know about you, but I'm not a math genius, but 10,000 talents, almost unpayable back. It's a lot of money. A lot of money. There's no way, really, that this guy was going to be able to pay it back within X amount of time. But what does the master do? He forgives him. Everything. Everything. And that's what Jesus does for us. When we went to the cross, we owed him far more than we could ever pay back to him. We couldn't do enough. We can't even do anything to begin paying him back. Yeah, with his arms on the cross, suffering and dying, he screams out, "Tetelestai," which means it is finished. The debt of your sins, the debt of my sins, the debt of all sins is paid for. When he says it is finished, it doesn't mean my crucifixion is finished. It means your sins are forgiven. When he cries out on the cross. So then that guy, he just had 10,000 or whatever, talents forgiven the debt. Completely wiped off the book, erased, no more. And he goes out, and a fellow servant comes up to him who owes him 200 denarii, which isn't nearly as much as 10,000 talents. It's actually payable. And he comes up to him, and he goes, "Pay me what you owe," and he wants to choke him and everything. The guy's pleading, "Please, no, please, no." And he goes, "No," and he chokes him. Is that how we act when someone asks us for forgiveness? For a small thing, for a big thing? Is that how we act? I pray not. I pray, unfortunately, there's been times when we probably thought, "No, I don't want to forgive you for that. That hurt me too much. I can't believe you did that to me." But think of Jesus. He didn't say to us, "That hurt me too much. I can't believe you did that to me." He doesn't say that to us. God doesn't say that to us. His Father loves us so much, his created beings, that he gave us his only Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive us our sins. And he asks us that we go and do likewise. No matter how big or how small, if someone comes up and asks for forgiveness, just think of what Jesus did for us. And Ephesians, it's a text I use often for weddings, that we should forgive one another just as in Christ God has forgiven you. No matter how small, no matter how big. Remember, sin, bad. There's no getting away from that. Sin is bad, but God, good. God is good and gracious and loves us so much. He gave us Jesus Christ to pay that massive debt of each one of our sins. In the name of Jesus, amen.